Beautiful people, episode 133 of the Ignite Your Purpose vlog podcast show. Two gentlemen talking. Today, we are simply going to talk about the elephant in the room, admitting the elephant's there, and today the elephant element is fear. And how this started was a post I put on the internet last night, on one of my pages last night, and John replied to it, and I think it is the absolute antithesis, the spark for the conversation of how to change. So people, it went like something like this. Here are a couple of snapshots of myself after a weekend of challenging another level on my journey of empowering and bettering myself in a system called Krav Maga self-defense. It's been a very hard road entering training every time, knowing you're the smallest by a long shot and knowing these strikes and techniques hurt. Something fierce when you're getting your ass beaten basically by those who are twice your size and twice your weight. But as always, you surround yourself with those who want to do and be better, and you have no choice but to raise your self-worth consciousness to the occasion. And then there was a few replies, and I replied to them, and John wrote something like this, which was a great response, and again, triggers this whole debate we're going to have. He says, "Max, from a brother, from another mother, I send this with love," because he didn't want to think he was hurt by feelings, which would never be the case. He knows that. "And from my heart, it may be about time that you put down the phrase smallest by a long shot to bed and accept every day for what it is. We have spoken about neuroplasticity becoming your thoughts and similar techniques. And I see that every time you think and speak that phrase or something similar, that you become more enthralled with that, despite your worth ethic and mental toughness. Despite your desire to meet every day at the level that you prove yourself, if this could be a topic of the next few weeks," and then he sent a link to Ignite Your Purpose.
Yeah.
So again, where I came from, where John's putting in, which there are points that I agree with John, and I'm sure when I speak, John's going to agree with a lot of points that I have to say. But great place for a topic of debate, I think. John, what do you think? I did a lot of talking there. Sorry.
Yeah, Max, I've got to admit, mate, I'm really struggling on this end because I'm only picking up every second or third word.
Oh, shit.
I mean, fortunately, I know what you were saying there because I'm reading the post here. So when your mouth is giving it this and I'm just placing the words on myself. Can you, because there's no point in going on too long. Can you hear me? Am I coming through loud and clear? So,
yes, sir.
Obviously, yeah. Obviously a technical challenge on this end, but maybe we'll keep it short and the clever people at Be Live will sort of compress it and make it work. So ultimately what I heard from Max is that he's maybe not just recently with Krav Maga, but maybe for a longer period of his life, he's always considered himself the smaller guy, the weaker guy. He's always got something to prove. I think in the UK we call it small man syndrome or angry man syndrome. Max isn't angry, but you're always trying to prove your point and show to someone who you are and that you can and all of these things. And like Max read in the phrase that we become our thoughts, and the more we repeat a phrase or a message into our head, like, "I'm not very clever, I'm not very bright, I'll never achieve anything, I can't, I won't, I shan't." And the more we repeat these phrases, "I'm always the smallest guy in the room, everybody's bigger than me, I've always got to match somebody else's standards, I'm going to, you know, I didn't get that love and respect or recognition." Again, we're going back to conversations. As I was a child, my mum or my dad or my sister or my brother didn't give me the recognition. So I'm going to prove to be the bigger guy. And I just don't think that Max has got anything to prove. I think he's an incredible, incredible human being. He gives and he shares so much, and he's an incredibly talented bloke. He's one of my Bezzy Oppos, Bezzy mates. And I just think that he could just change that record going in his brain. But I do understand, I hear, and I appreciate all of the, not the counter arguments, but the comments that Max said. And I'll just ramble on a little bit further, because when we spoke about this before coming online, I said, well, now you've mentioned it, I recognize this in my own life. So, you know, brought up without a father or without what I considered a father figure. I've never considered myself bright or intelligent or confident. So I've always said, oh, I'm not really confident. I haven't got the self-belief. I can't do this, or I aspire to do things. Well, what if I get it? So I always sabotage myself.
Push it away.
Pushed it away. I'd get close and push it away on many, many things. And then the old rhetoric kicks in. Well, if I'd have had a father figure, if I'd have had a more stable childhood, and oh, poor me, poor me, poor me. And only when I got the fuck out of my own way and stopped making those excuses and reflecting backwards and started creating these affirmations in my head, I'm going to have a great day today. Today's going to be awesome. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get loads of great work done. I'm going to meet lots of great people, have some great conversations. Did that belief in self-confidence start to build? And then we don't do it to get the recognition from people, but people go, oh yeah, John's a great guy. And that builds your confidence and it builds your belief, and you become those thoughts that rattle around our tiny little minds that we probably don't have much control over anyway. But that's enough from me. Hopefully that all came through loud and clear. Hopefully Max picked up on that and he'll be able to throw one or two gems back before we sign off, say goodnight, give you something to process while you sleep. And so Max, what have you got to say?
I actually agree with every single thing you said there, and I want to take it one step lower, deeper, not lower, sorry. Lower is a terrible word.
Deeper.
And that is the title of this whole thing. We have to admit what the elephant in the room is, right? And for me, that was the fear. And then that is digging into that fear and understanding, okay, you've got the, whatever you want to call it, the little man syndrome, or, you know, you have to admit. You have to admit what's going on to actually understand there is a problem. Then you have to dig into that problem to elevate yourself. And what I was trying to share with that post, and I said this earlier, was especially for the women, man, like, because I'm a small man, I feel that I can relate to women for some reason. I don't know if that's, you know, the case or not, but yeah, weird. Hey, but when it comes to violence, man, we want to put the ostrich head in the sand. We want to bury ourselves instead of admitting that, you know, we are whatever we are and we can overcome it. So I was just in a roundabout way trying to say we have to first and foremost acknowledge what it is we are scared from. Find out where that scare or fear came from or issue came from in the first place to then disintegrate it. And then what John said is 100% truth. Then we can bring in all the positive affirmations and build upon that. But you still have to figure out where it came from and why it's even there.
Work out that root cause.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree. I also, what would Gary V say?
So?
He'd say, fuck it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd say, and what?
Okay, stop wasting your time on that. So what? So what? And I'm not saying it's not right. We're all coming from different places, but some people may need to go back to that root cause, but maybe that's time spent going backwards slightly rather than going forwards. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's it. Tonight's a ramble. Tonight is a ramble. Hopefully it will raise a question in your own lives, in your own little brains, and it'll in some way, shape or form help you. But, you know, we've got these thumbs up and subscribes and likes and all of that kind of stuff. And we really do appreciate all of your support. The numbers are freaking on YouTube. It's just bounced 50 views today. And even if that was 50 times 5 seconds, it just goes to show that we're getting out and about and we're mixing it with just the little boys at the minute. But, we can't get to here without starting here.
Amen.
So we thank you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next time. Oh, just in case, because I'm not sure Max said this. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle with a mix of the mental, the physical and the spiritual knowledge, mind, body, soul, trifecta. Always negative to positive. So from me to you, good night, Max.
Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Cool.